Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School Crew. Coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We're coming. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andermatt, and 168th in Maple. A lot going on. It is brisk outside. I can tell you that right now. If there ever was a picture of what it looks like and what looking cold, that's it. Right there. Little branches are cold, ready to get broke off. Amazon man is he ain't trying to get out the truck. Everybody just looking, walking around angry right now just because it's so cold. Because it's cold. This is when you know it's cold. You have if you got the heat on, it's still cold inside.
I complained today. I said, I need to speak to the manager. I need to speak to the manager. Whoever was supposed to.
You know, email.
Yeah, you know.
The email.
Yeah, like, you know who, you know, we have those friends that if you're riding with them, they wait until the last minute. They wait for the car to the tank to be empty before they put gas in it.
So you can't put the heat on.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why are we waiting until zero to turn the heat up? Who do we need to talk to? Like, whose job is to put quarters in the weather?
Yeah.
Meter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like who's responsible for this? Somebody needs to stand up and talk.
Hey man.
Because it was 5 degrees this morning when I walked to the station, and I was
only like 8 right now.
I was not happy.
Yesterday or tomorrow, they said, I think we were listening, it says it's going to be 34 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour winds. That means it's going to be below zero tomorrow. For people out there, just a little FYI. So dress and plan accordingly.
Look, man, you know me. I make the walk, but, bro, that might be the shortest Uber in history. Hey man, I'll tip you extra just to go to.
That's when you're going through a crosswalk, and I know. Remember you said when you almost got ran over.
You jumped
in front of somebody. So listen, I won't press charges. I just need a ride to work.
Oh yeah, I'll just get on the hood.
Yeah,
I'll get on the fender and go ahead. Let's ride it out.
Yeah man, it's definitely cold outside, man. But what was cold last night was obviously the Nebraska's inability to finish. It was hot, and you know, obviously it's been you know scorched over, I guess, however you want to call it. You know, obviously after beating UCLA and then obviously Nebraska having a good chance to beat Iowa, I think anytime you play Iowa you hate them so much you want to beat them. It's been probably a thorn in Nebraska's side. You go up there, have a lead, everybody wants to focus on the 15-point lead, but there was a lot of time left to, you know, for them to knock into the lead. I think it's more importantly the things that Nebraska was able to, you know, hold their hat on. They weren't able to do down the stretch. And I think it's a good example when you're looking at it right here. It's a good example of efficiency in his. I guess I hate to say it, but I don't. I know Josh Dix pretty well. I know Mark, his dad, who's one of the best dudes ever.
Kevin, can't be if his kid's going to Iowa, but whatever.
He's from Council Bluff, from the hood. And Kevin Sass, who's a good dude. It's weird because he, you know, Mark Dix is Iowa, and then or actually he's a Husker fan living in Iowa. Kevin lives in Iowa, and he's a Oklahoma fan. But you look at it, the efficiency of what their three-headed monster played with, 8 of 15, 5 of 12, 10 of 14. I'm just talking about field goal percentage. And obviously 3 points, 6 of 10, and 7 of 10. That's what it comes down to right there. I think Iowa's offense was offensing a little bit better than Nebraska's defense. And it was Iowa's always been a transition team. I think, you know, when you look in, you know, I kind of was just reading stuff here from the notes. Is like Fran, you know, has historically been able to push the ball. That's the way he likes to play. I think he has to recruit that way to Iowa. Obviously, it's the polar opposite of the football team, but he's had some pretty special players come through there, and they were hitting on all cylinders in Nebraska. To me, you know, maybe looked a little tired. You know what I'm saying? Lethargic is probably better. Tired is not. And a tired is not physically, I mean mentally. And here's why I say it, Austin. I know you're going in there. I can look always over at Austin. He's like, Duke education, Lincoln Lutheran basketball. I got him. He's like the Dan Orlovsky of 93.7 The Ticket.
And I don't got the ears, though.
But I am not Shannon Sharp in many ways. I just think that sometimes when you do things like at a level, which is obviously defense, rotation, closeouts, and you've embodied it, sometimes you get lethargic at it because you're used to doing it and it's been working. But when you get guys that are a couple that are really on heaters, you actually have to throw all that out of the – you got to really – here, I'll give you a football analogy because so then you'll pick up on it. All right. If you're going against – or if an offensive tackle is struggling against a pass rusher, i.e. Hendrickson against the Steelers offensive tackle, you watched him, all like scat protection or scat offensive schemes is out of the window or is out the door. So for slide protection the other way, generally you slide one way or another. You generally slide and give help to the right tackle. Oh, no. That means you're chipping him and you're putting a tight end to him in your motion. That game plan's out of there. And what I mean by that is when you got two guys that are essentially 13 to 20 from threes, that means as you're when we're running in transition, there's no longer Austin has him or DP has him. We all have him. We all have him. Because once they come over half court, you have to get them off of their spots. If you go, but you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when you are used to other people closing out hard, or running them off the three-point line, or our rotations take care of it, or of the normal shooters, well, they're not playing normal. Josh Dix is usually their third option. He was a gunner. He was their number one option. So that changes everything. So if your game plan is 1-2-3, and three's at the one, right? We were talking about it at lunch, right? Right? Three goes into the one. Mm-hmm. Well, then your game plan can't be the same. And so that's where, and that's not necessarily on the coaches. I think as the players, you got to have that figure it out type of mindset. And maybe, with Juwan, I think some of his offensive struggles, maybe, you know, probably, you know, and that can weigh on you. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I remember missing a couple tackles. It felt like the world ended. And it was the second quarter. I just forgot that was Michael Vick over there, right? Tackling Dante Culpepper was drastically different. Michael Vick just a week later. It's a bigger target, not as fast. Michael Vick was in warp speed. I could not secondary rush against Michael Vick.
Did Nebraska get tired or did Nebraska get complacent? The vibe to me was complacent. Like they felt they had it in the bag. They relaxed for just a second. They let Iowa's leading scorer in Sanford get hot. And then I didn't think they could ever get it back.
Yeah, I mean, we're saying the same thing. I just describe it differently. Mm-hmm. And you can get complacent, and you see it all the time in football. Get up by two scores, there's 3 minutes left.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with the Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than the Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than the moorings.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's no way they can stop us. If we get one first down, game's over. Well, some knucklehead jumps off sides. Well, then now there you go. It's a free timeout. And say they only had two timeouts. I call it clock watching, where you're like, okay, we're up by 15. Okay, they hit a three. It's only 12. All right, we're going to be in the first TV timeout at 15 or whatever, yes. Close to 15. Okay, we're still up by 11. Well, all right, now you give a five. Now we're in a barn burner, and we haven't really executed. I call it clock watching, and that can happen. And I assume they'll get better. Here's also an example here. We'll come back to Nebraska. Is that a basketball game last night? Southeast was up by 4 points with 12 seconds left. Who do you think won?
Not Southeast.
Right. So it's never over, and you can't clock watch.
So I'd rather stay away from the idea that lethargy plays into it, or indifference or fatigue or any of that stuff. You're talking about playing an overtime game in the Big Ten Conference,
yeah,
on the road in January. Like, no, if you know this Nebraska group, what one, they're fighters. They're fighters.
Yeah,
they're fighters.
They're pissed off right now.
This is not the typical group. And if you've ever had a conversation with Nate Lenzer, lethargy is not allowed in the room. Right. It's just not a part of how they're built. Now, how I'm going to identify him from this point forward was him saying, even after Nebraska held Murray State to 14 points in the first half, he came out in the second half and said, I hate human nature. I hate human nature, because human nature is to say, look, we held them to 14. That's good. But you're not done.
Yeah.
You're not done.
Yeah.
And he also says, listen, the version, and it's kind of what Coach Bradley said yesterday about wrestling. You can take what happened in their last meet and say, listen, it wasn't an ideal result, but that's not the point anyway. Those are just lessons. That's not a finished product anyway.
Yeah.
And Nebraska's wrestling roster is way more experienced and way more developed than Nebraska's basketball team, this roster this year. They're just getting to know each other.
Right. Yeah. It's nine new players. I think it says right here, and it's called revisionist history, you got to use it the right way for it to be positive. It could be negative in both ways, even if you have a positive outcome. Because if you keep going back to what you did to validate your present day mishaps, then that's not a negative.
Well, that's why I asked you, what's easier to coach?
It's not easy.
Right.
In this day and age, it's not easy.
That you could say in reverse, remove the result. Let's just say that Nebraska was down 15, got it to overtime, and then lost. It's a different conversation. And if that was a home game, different conversation. We have to remember all the particular pieces in it, that a 9 out of 10 win streak has a reason. There's tendencies involved. and the programs are in different places. They're not the same.
No, and when you win 9 in a row, you actually set yourself up for there's actually more data for how for them how to beat you.
Well, we
or 9 out of 10.
Right. Yeah. We often talk about finishing, but there's another part of it is that you have to learn how to finish people early.
Yeah.
Like put them away. Teams, players and teams learning how to put away a good team when you got them, like, oh, you taking these punches. Well, I better be able to finish you. And sometimes you finish people with 10 minutes to go. It's not always
at the end of the game. Yeah, it's not always down the stretch.
And what do you do? Like, are they able, as Jay Foreman says, are they able to handle success? What do they do? Are you taking the same shots at minute 8 where you were that you were taking 4 minutes ago when you got a 14-point lead? Are you taking the same shots? Is it the same players taking the same shots? As Austin said last night in the postgame show, one of the circling moments is Bryce hits the three to send you in overtime, first possession into the overtime, Nebraska with the ball. And while it's microvision, it's still appropriate. That how is Bryce not your leading scorer, not the person who takes the first shot in overtime? How have you not schemed up or driven up? And it may have been, again, we weren't in the huddle. They may have said, hey, man, first possession, let's get Bryce a good look on this spot of the floor.
It didn't work.
But somebody didn't make a pick. Somebody didn't make the pass. Bryce, you know, got grabbed. It could have been any variety of reasons. So I looked at it from this perspective. While it stunk, especially in the overtime portion of it, I still say I like this team. I like this team. I like the grit that, you know what, you didn't take the easy path and go in and get down 15 at Iowa. That would have been typical of past Nebraska teams. They didn't do that. They were playing well. They were even doing some things. I mean, Worcester, we hadn't seen him have that sort of offensive aggression. Normally that's late in the game. I wanted that in the game, but they couldn't get the shots to go. And one more thing before we go, before I give it back to you. When you say your best player is Bryce Williams, how many games should there ever be where he's not the one who takes the most shots?
Well, I mean, that depends.
Well, I'm literally asking because that was part of the conversation.
But is he your most dominating player? I don't think these guys, that's a mentality.
Should anybody on this roster ever take more shots?
I need to see
a
dominating
mentality.
And plus, you know, you also have to, the biggest factor is you know you're going to get the best version of Iowa. They just got smoked.
Yep.
They just got beat by 31.
Yeah.
If you thought they weren't going to play out of their minds and be more efficient offensively, then you were just up there thinking that means you were playing with more hope than belief, because Iowa was definitely going to give you everything they had, considering they just got beat by 31, a couple days before, and they got embarrassed against Wisconsin. So you knew you were going to get a little bit better, and it comes down to, you can look at it simple. Look, you lost by 10 and over, but you know, you lost by 10, right? Or outscored by 10 in overtime. I will hit 10 more free throws. So you could talk about how much they hit on threes, right? But you still didn't hit 10 less free throws. You could say, okay, well, you in the paint, you're 42-22. There's not a time that I ever remember with Fred Hoiberg that they've ever lost with that big advantage.
And see, some of that, like, those are the raw box score numbers, but then you realize I would put up a lot of those free throws in overtime when Nebraska's fouling, trying to catch up. And despite 42 points in the paint for Nebraska, that easily could have been 60.
Yeah.
That could have been 60 points in the paint, 15 to 27 on the
missed a lot. They missed a lot.
Yeah, the pads are going to be out this I don't know if they got practice today. The football pads are out today.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they don't have to put the pads on.
Well, that's one. That's one that Jay Foreman should have been in practice more.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hit you.
They should have get 44.
Yeah, I got one at the house. I call him Eddie. So Eddie. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.